10-Minute Writing School, Part 1. Initial ideas.
Well, this is my first attempt at what I hope will be a continuing series of a kind of audio writing school, really. The first thing I want to talk about is ideas and how to generate ideas and kind of structuring the first initial thoughts of possibly a sitcom or even a sketch, but I'll deal with it in terms of sitcom at the moment. People think that the main aspect of their sitcom is a setting, and sort of spend a lot of their time trying to come up with an original setting, which isn't really that important or even that interesting, really. A lot of the best sitcoms are set in the most mundane places. Whether or not you like them, The Office is in an office, obviously. The Young Ones is in a house. A lot of sitcoms are set in the most mundane settings. It's the people that are more interesting and really what you should be focusing your efforts on at an early planning stage. I mean, there's no harm in coming up with something original, sitcom set in a snake pit or inside a woman, I don't know, but ultimately you're going to live and die by your characters, and again, that's not as easy as it sounds. Characters, a lot of people think maybe that, oh, I'll just write about all the people I know, they're funny, or my boss, he was funny, or I'm funny. The essence of a sitcom is that the comedy comes out of situations rather than characters, and your characters have to be rounded and predictable enough to put them in situations in which they can act and react, more importantly. There is no harm in basing characters on people you know. There's no harm in creating characters out of amalgams of people you know. But the thing you need to bear in mind is the interaction and the dynamics between the characters. It's all very well having four very interesting characters, but unless they're interesting together in a group, then ultimately it's going to be a waste of time. Structurally, the better characters in sitcoms are stereotypes to a certain extent, but with kind of niches and little quirkinesses that belie that main trait. It's also worth thinking about your central character. For argument's sake, let's say your central character is a nervous young woman. It's good to surround her with characters that are extensions of her best and worst traits. So, say she's a fairly average intelligence, right? There's no harm in having her best friend being incredibly intelligent and her other best friend being incredibly unintelligent. That will give you some sort of dynamics to play with. And kind of having, sounds ridiculous, but Jungian conceits of these characters. So if your central character is brave, for instance, have a coward and have someone who's foolhardy who takes that braveness too far. Also, you can ask yourself how many characters there should be in it. There's no real answer to that. Too many characters, you're going to struggle to give them enough screen time or page time or air time to make them even worth being there. And too few, you're going to struggle to fill up that time. Another nice little trick, sort of kind of support characters, not even support, really peripheral characters. Something Father Ted does quite well is to have single traits for other priests. So you'll have the monkey bishop, who is a bishop who is a monkey, or you'll have the dancing priest, or you'll have the incredibly happy priest, who's great in his character. It's an easy way, it's an easy shorthand to quickly give them a personality. Accents, they're quite important in that it'll make your character sound different on the page, if that's possible. But just write characters with accents you don't normally have in your script, and it'll enrich them a great deal. So have a Scottish character, just to give it a different rhythm, even if the actor then ultimately decides to ignore that trait. It just gives them something to play with, it gives them a starting point, essentially. There's no point in really over-describing the looks of your characters, because ultimately that's going to come down to the actor that's cast to do it, play the character. It's also a good idea to think about giving your character some sort of physical quirk. Again, just to enrich the reading experience. So they might always be eating, or they might always be sitting with their head on a pillow. But, you know, just to give them that kind of, not realism, but a normalism. A normalcy about them. Once you've thought about your characters, it's worth seeing how they interact with one another. Say you've come up with four characters, you know, that explore the different aspects of your main character, or give your main character something to rally against or react to. Put them in situations. Just write a few pages, a few test scenes, just to see what will happen and to see how they'll react. And they're bound to surprise you in some way. And also, if a character seems flat, take that character and pair them up with a character they wouldn't normally be with. To give them something new to play against, to just give it a spark that maybe is missing from that character. And that, don't be afraid to completely rewrite a character if it feels that, you know, there's no point in them being there. If there is no point in them being there, then don't have them there. There's no point in having a superfluous character. Yeah, so that's kind of my thoughts on the sort of initial ideas. As I say, just to kind of sum up, situation not totally relevant, or at least the setting is not totally relevant, as long as it provides situations for your characters to act and react to. Ultimately, as I say, your sitcom or your sketch is going to kind of live or die by the situations you put your characters in. And if your characters aren't interesting, then the situations aren't going to be interesting either. You can take a mundane situation, make it interesting with an interesting character. You can't make an interesting situation any more interesting by putting a mundane character in it, unless of course you're celebrating the mundaneness of your character, in which case you need to surround your mundane character with outrageous characters. You can't have characters that are the same. That sounds ridiculously obvious, but if you have four characters that are all the same, you might as well have one character. Combine all four, make that one character a bit richer, and then create three more completely different characters to provide the conflict and the action. Terry Wogan tickles monkey scrotum.